Straight out of Feller Podcast with your host, Chris G. Today, everybody, welcome back, first of all. I hope you guys had a good weekend or so. Today, I got a guest from down south. You may have heard him on this podcast, Let Me Know Podcast. I have Angel from Let Me Know Podcast here. What's good, my boy?
What's up, man? Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you, man. I found out through you about your podcast, actually through Mega Man, man. And then I checked you out, I followed you, and I was like, oh, this guy's cool, man. You know what I mean? He reminds me of me, too. You know what I mean?
Man, thanks. Yeah, well, Mega Man, he's been, like, following me for a while now, for, like, pretty much kind of, like, when I started.
Yeah.
He's been supporting me since then, and then, you know, like, I showed him some love. I just had him on, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Show him some love, talk about, like, he came to promote his podcast that he just started.
Oh, so you're gonna get on Mega Man Hour?
Yeah, well, he was trying to have me on this week, but he wanted to do it Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and I work retail, and those are like the heaviest days for us. So I couldn't, you know, I can't schedule anything when I don't know what time I'm gonna be out, and I know I'm gonna be super tired. Yeah. I'm not gonna be in the mood to talk to anybody because I'm gonna be exhausted. And like, I don't like to, like, even though my show, I do it all tired. Like, if I'm going to do somebody else's show, I don't want to do it all tired because I'm going to start yawning and, you know, like, it's going to seem like I don't want to be there. That's the last thing I want to do, especially when somebody brings me in on their show, you know?
Oh, totally. I totally get that, man. I feel you. Sometimes there's just days where you're kind of tired, but you just have to tough that shit out. I'll be yawning sometimes, but you know, I try to bring my energy up, and I'll try to, you know, make sure they don't feel that way. Because podcasting is like another job. Like once you get consistent, because you're like what, 100 episodes in already?
Nah, I wish. I mean, I've been fucking up. Oh, can I curse?
No, like you, like how many episodes are you? Are you almost to 100?
I'm at 63, I think, or 64.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah, like right now, I should be like at 70, but like I've been kind of like on like kind of depressed, like so I didn't want to record for a while, and then I just got sick. I was out for like two weeks, so like I had to cancel on people, and I'm just getting back to it. Like right now, just I'm feeling better, so I'm starting to schedule like recordings again.
That's good. Oh, man, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this shit makes you happy. I can see it. I can hear it in your voice because I listen. You know what interview I liked a lot too as well? I liked the one with Tony A, the Wizard.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. That was kind of funny because I heard the interview he did with George Perez.
Yeah,
and he was like I know George Perez. How do you say his name?
George Perez. Is that his
name? Yeah, Perez. Yeah. I know, like, he's a comic and, like, he's a dirty, like, his comedy's, like, kind of dirty and shit. So, when I had him on, like, I wasn't sure, like, if I could go that dirty with him.
Yeah.
So, like, I was trying to stay on the clean side and I didn't know, like, what he was comfortable talking about. But yeah. Then I heard that episode and I was like, man, I could have been fucking around. Like, I could have been, like, talking shit. But,
yeah.
You know, but it was a good interview, though. I enjoyed him and he's like,
I liked it. You know what I mean? He was dropping game. That's what I like about him. You know what I mean? He was just he was open about all the questions you asked him. I fucked. You know what I mean? I learned a lot from him that I didn't hear on the other podcast. So, you know what I mean? It's just like one more thing I knew before your episode, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but like he's a legend. Like he's been around since like the 80s pretty much, and he's from Wilmington, so he's a local person that not a lot of people know about. But he's like had a career, like he's been with the greats, like Ice Cube, everybody at NWA. Like he's been with Too Short, like High C. Like he's been up there. Like he was working for Disney for a while. So like, I Snoop Dogg just got a star. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Like right now, like. Like Tony A deserves a star too. I mean, he's one of the, like, to me, I consider one of the greats, like, especially from the city that I'm from, like, we're not known for shit like that. We're known for our violence and like our air quality and
Well, talk a little bit about your hometown for the people that don't know.
so like Wilmington, like it's when you say Wilmington, people don't know like where it's at, but Wilmington's actually like where from what you wear to what you eat, like it passes through the city that we live. It's known as the heart of the harbor because we have the ports and we have the rails. We actually have the all the refineries, so gas, all the petroleum, like clothing, cars, it passes through here. And nobody knows of the city. Like if you tell them somebody, like when they ask you, like where are you from, you either have to tell them Long Beach because of Snoop Dogg, because he put like, or you gotta say Compton because Kendrick put that on the map. Or like, or you have to tell them like one, like three exits before the 101 ends. Oh no, the 110 ends. But they don't know where it's at. But like, we have
No.
a lot of history. Like here in Wilmington, there's a lot of history that, like, but what the people do know is like we're known for like when cartels come, they come through Wilmington because of the harbor, because we have the railroad system, we have the ship lines. So like all that stuff goes through us too. Like
Damn.
crime, like we have crime. So like people are always getting shot or like it's a lot of there's a lot of gangs, even though it kind of came down for a little bit. But like during the summer, it was really hot over here. But like we're not known for like positive things. Like we're known and our air quality is the worst. Like we have, I think, one of the highest like rates of asthma because we're surrounded. Like we have the factories, we have the refineries, and we have the boats. All that smog is staying with us. And on top of it, like on top of all that, we're like on the bowl. Like we're right next to some of the richest houses in the world, pretty much. Like we're by the literally we're by the beach, like the coastline. That's where
Yeah.
all expensive houses are, you know?
No,
But
yeah.
we're on a bowl. Like if there's a flood, like Wilmington's gonna die for sure. It's gonna like all the water's gonna get stuck up there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like,
Hell yeah. Like you're like a valley, because like where I'm from,
yeah.
up north of you guys, but south of the bay in Central California, we like to say out here. And we're in we call it the Central Valley. So like we have bad air pollution as well, you know what I mean? Because we're at the valley, everything's dusty down here, and it's just like I get what you're trying to say about the harbor, because it's all like trains are running, ships are running, they're burning gas, and you know, I feel you, dude. That's some cool history that I just found out about your town, you know what I mean? Because I didn't know where it was, to be honest, you know what I mean?
Yep, but I think for you guys it's kind of work. I mean, don't you live by like where like agriculture is at? So you have all the like the cows, or like the shit from the cows, all that like CO2. Like your smog is different. Like our smog is from machines. Your smog is from animals, like manure and all that stuff.
Oh no, there's because I drive trucks and I go like to Bakersfield area. I'm driving to Bakersfield, and I'll be passing through towns and spots where it smells like shit out there.
I've been actually I have been over there. Like I went to the San Francisco and I went to Bakersfield, but like I didn't really stay too long. I stayed for like a couple hours and because going through San Francisco, but like when you go that way, like you see all that. You see like the
The
like
shit.
all the yeah not well yeah you can smell it straight up. Like you see cows, horses, like bulls and stuff. Yeah, I mean, but we are known for like, but that's like kind of what I'm trying to say is like we're not known for positive things. So like for like Tony A to be like to have actually made it, he can't he like right now he's working on a documentary about like how he started like the Rhodium Swap. So for not a lot of people to know who he is, even though he's had like a big career. He's done a lot for the music industry, you know. Like, he's worked with big names like NWA. Who doesn't know who NWA is? Like Ice Cube. Who
Everybody
doesn't know who
fucking
Ice
knows.
Cube is? Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, fucking helped make Eminem, 50 Cent,
Yes.
Kendrick.
Dude, Dr. Dre is one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, see.
If that's one rapper I wish I could meet, it'd be Dr. Dre.
Yeah, well, I like when I had Tony A, I was trying to like, I was gonna tell him, hey, like, hook me up with some like people, like I could interview. But then I thought, you know what? Like, I don't want to burn the bridge, because I don't want him to think that, like, I respect him, man. I respect his work, so I don't want him to be like, oh, so you only had me on because you wanted something from me. So I was like, you know what? Like, if he wants to help me out, then he'll help me out. But if not, then it's cool. You know, I like, I'm just appreciative that he came on the show. Like, who the fuck am I? Like, I'm literally a nobody. Like, I started doing this because I thought I could do it, and that's all. Like, I have no experience. I'm not good at with talking to people. I get nervous when I talk to people. And, like, this guy, like, he didn't have to give me a shot, you know? And he gave me a shot. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to leave it at that. And if he, like, if there anything goes down the future where he wants to help me out, then, you know, that's a plus. But just having him on the show, like, I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, totally, man. That's right. I'd love to interview that guy as well, too, man. He's cool as hell, man. I want to, you know, I didn't know he was part of the High C era and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
that was before me. You know what I mean? That's just like pioneers of the games in a way. You know what I mean? Because some of these motherfuckers, you know, like Tony was saying, some of those samples that Ice Cube he learned, he's like, hey, I just contributed it to hip hop. You know, I'm not gonna be no pissed off or any hold no type of grudge or nothing, because like, hey, I know what I contributed to hip hop, and you know what I mean. Ice Cube made history with that shit. You know what I mean? That's dope. You gotta actually talk to him, man. I give you props, man. Fuck yeah.
And then like, I mean, that's like one of Ice Cube's most important albums. Like the very first one when he broke out at N.W.A. Like that first album, that's like what set him on the map. You know, he's known for that album. And for Tony A to be like, you know, I helped sample some of those songs. You know, like some of those were actually my tracks. Like,
yeah.
You know, like that's good. Like, I mean, if I was, I would be petty as fuck, and I'd be telling everybody. But you know, I admire him for that, from not like not being petty, and not going like seeking legal action. You know, he knows like he's confident of his work, and he knows what he did, and he's good with it. So, now I admire that.
Yeah, I admire that he's humble, man. That's the thing. He's a real humble cat, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He definitely deserves a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, I was messing around, and I was like, we're gonna petition. Petition to have one. It's expensive as fuck. Like,
oh, is it?
Whatnot. Yeah, it's really expensive. So, I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't know about all that.
Fuck it, start a fucking GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, but like, as I was saying earlier, oh, back to what I was going to say, but at least where I'm at, the town I'm at, Fowler, California, it don't smell like shit.
Yes?
Yeah, no. Fowler has good, you know, pretty good air. We don't smell like shit. Like that's mostly like a farm town, like an agricultural town. This is like a little suburb town from the big city Fresno, which is like 9 miles north from here. 5-10 minutes and you're in Fresno, you know what I mean? So like, you know, we're far away from Fresno, but not too far away. It's a good, you know, 10-15 minutes.
Somebody that I think you have on that I interviewed was his name is Marty. He goes by Marty Moose on Instagram. He wrote a book. He wrote a book about Oxnard, and I think you guys could like pretty much talk about his book, like since you know all about the agriculture life and the like the people that work on it, you know, that work in the farms and like they're picking our fruit and stuff, like. I think you could probably, like, you'll probably have an appreciation for, like, what he wrote.
Yeah, no, hey, send him my way. I'll find him.
Yeah.
The thing about podcasts, bro, what I like about the podcasting world right now that, you know, I love meeting new people.
Yeah, me too.
I love it, man. It's just like, you get to hear everybody's story. Because, you know, a lot of these people that I interview or a lot of people that I run into, they're never going to have a chance to write a book about their life. You know what I mean? So at least capturing it on audio, hey, they can always look back on that, or their future generations can always look at them and see who they were, what kind of person they were, and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think like as like us, like since we do the interview, like I get a lot, I put a lot of pressure on myself because, like you said, like this is gonna stay for a while, and they're gonna listen to it, and they're gonna share with their friends and family and like strangers and stuff. They're gonna be pushing it for you, so like I put pressure because like I want to make sure I ask the right questions, because the last thing I want to put out there is something that people already know or something that doesn't matter, you know, to anybody. So like I try my best to like hone in and like try to ask like the best questions that I can. That's the reason why my show goes on for like an hour, like close to two, because like it goes long because I ask as many questions as I possibly can, because at least I'm gonna get one good question. And then as soon as like something that's in common with most of my episodes, guest always tells me, oh, that's a
hold on. No problem. They always say that's a good question, huh?
Yeah, they always tell me that's a good question. And like that makes me happy. I'm proud of like when they tell me that.
Yeah, when I first started podcasting, I was only gonna do audio, but then I said, fuck it, let's just do the visuals as well, because you know people want to see you as well as listen to you too. So I was nervous. I didn't know how to interview nobody. I just did trial and error. I kept going and being consistent. I didn't know what the hell, you know. Till this day, I can still say I don't know how to interview people. Like I get nervous too when I interview. Like you said about, oh, I don't know what to ask them, or I don't want to, you know. To me, the way I think of it is like, okay, well, maybe a lot of people do ask them the same question a lot. Well, at least I'm trying to get them to tell their answer on my platform so the people that don't know can find out through this platform, if you get what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you. That's important that, I mean, your listeners, they're going to want to know about this person. And even though it's like it's already been that they've already talked about it, like your listeners don't know about it. So, I get you.
Yeah, man. It's just like, you know, I get nervous, but at the same time, I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, because then it'll fuck up interviews. If you ever notice, like when you, like you said, have you ever ran into a moment where you're like, fuck, I think I bombed this interview. I felt like that, and I still do to this day sometimes. I feel like that, because then as I'm editing the audio and the visuals and shit, I'd be like, fuck, why did I say that? Or why didn't I ask this question from there? It's like, it's crazy though. I'm real critical on myself for some reason, but you know, that's a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing as well. Because I'll get good reception from that episode, and I think I totally bombed it, if you get what I mean. Have you ever felt that?
Yeah, I mean, the Marty Moose one, like, that's a great example. Like, we were going great, and he sent me his book. I read his book. It was, like, we were having a good conversation. He was talking to me. He was like, not a lot of people ask questions to you, and I appreciated that. He would ask me questions. Like, a lot of the people that, I don't know about you, but a lot of the people that you've interviewed, like, you get that. You do all the, like, you do most of the talking, and you do, like, you're the one doing most of the questioning. But what I appreciated with him was he was, like, throwing questions at me back. Like, it made me think on the spot. But at the end of the episode, like, I play a game called Seven. And on that game, like, it's a word association game. You have 7 seconds to answer 7 questions. And, like, we were trying to, like, his goal was to get the high score. And then one of the questions, like one of the, I think it was general, and it was aliens. And I was like, you know what? Like, the only thing that came up to my mind was illegal immigrants. And I was like, all right, like, another word for illegal immigrants is like, oh, I don't like that word, aliens. I'm like, yeah. And then The reason why I said it was because his whole book is about farmers and illegal immigrants. So
Yeah, no, I get
that
it.
was fresh on my mind still.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you know what? Like, he's gonna know for sure. Like, my priority was for him to get the high score. Like, I wasn't thinking of anything else. And I ended up offending him. And
Oh.
I was like, fuck. Like, I can't believe it. Like, the interview was going so well.
Yeah.
Until like the very like maybe the last 10 minutes, that's when I was like, I felt like shit afterwards, you know? But it's a learning experience. Like everything, like you said, like you sometimes you don't ask the right question. Sometimes you ask a dumb question or whatever, but you're gonna learn from it. Like I'm at like 70, which is not a lot, but you know, I mean, to some it's a lot, but to me it's just like whatever, you know? Like I'm having fun and I'm putting it out there, but I'm learning from like the podcast beforehand, I'm learning how to talk to people, I'm learning how to exactly get the answer that I'm looking for. I'm learning as I go, and then that's how you're gonna do it too. Like you're gonna learn as you go. Like I said, like I don't know what I'm doing. Like I started, I picked up, I bought a lot of equipment, I bought a lot of expensive equipment, and I said I'm gonna start a podcast, and I started a podcast. I never knew, like I only knew what a podcast was, but I didn't know what to do. And I just as I went, I started learning how to use my equipment, how to upload it, how to edit, and then how to actually talk to people. Like now I'm learning what not to edit and what to edit, because like something that you'll notice through my first episodes, like they're really long because I wasn't sure what to edit and what to leave. So I pretty much left most of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't edit none of my podcasts. I just I'll cut the bullshit, you know what I mean? Like the behind the scenes shit, or you know what I mean? I like it raw, uncut. If I fuck up, I fuck up, you know what I mean? I just keep going with it. Like it's good 'cause it helps people watch your growth. You know, if you like when I first started to now, it's like fuck, I'm not the same fucking person interviewer I was when I first started this shit, you know what I mean? I learned from those mistakes, and I'm glad that they're out there. So, you know, also I leave the shit like if I mess up, I'll leave it on there on purpose so somebody can comment and interact and say, "Oh, you said you fucked up here," or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't mind that the criticism or the hate because that comes with the more, you know, the bigger and more successful you get, man.
Yeah.
So like.
Well, something that I'm surprised, like I don't really get a lot of like interaction from people. Like not a lot of people talk to me. Like I put out the episode and I tell them, ask me questions, like talk to me, like say something, you know? And not a lot of people do it. So that's great, man. Like that's like you're like just started and people are communicating with you. Like that's awesome. Like for reals, I wish like my audience was a little bit more like they would interact a little bit more with me, because that's how I feed off of people. And I'm learning, like I said, you know, like we were saying, like I'm learning. So like if people tell me like, you know, this is good, or I think like you might change my should change this. Like one of the things that I do get a lot is my episodes are long. But like I tell everybody, like I can't like my whole point, like the whole point of the show is I want you to get to know this person. You can't get to know this person in 15, 30 minutes. Like
Yeah.
I have to sit down and talk to him for like about an hour, because it's still an hour is not enough, but I mean it's more, you'll get to know this person more that way, you know?
Yeah, no, that's totally that's good though, you know what I mean? I understand that. You know, have you ever thought of doing visuals as well? Like
Yeah,
YouTube?
that's the next step, like getting like going on YouTube. But I don't know, I'm kind of like I do a lot of editing because I'm kind of anal. Like I want to make sure it's done right, especially now that I kind of have a,
Yeah.
I don't want to put out just anything, because like my audience is gonna notice. And yeah, I mean, if they notice and they're gonna be like, oh, this just sucks, you know, like the video sucks. So right now I'm actually working with somebody to add on the show. They're like it was Milestones of Love. He's actually gonna like give me some tips on how to record and be able to edit the video on my own. Because like I'm barely like learning how to like, okay, so if I edit the video, it's not gonna be the same as when I edit the audio, because video is more noticeable than audio, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
So I want to learn how to actually do it the right way.
So you're trying to do like the multi-screen and all that shit, or you just like one basic tripod and a camera?
Yeah, like the Joe Rogan show, like podcast.
Yeah, the multiple cameras and all that shit. I know. I want to learn how to do that shit too. We haven't got there yet as well, man. Like I said, it just takes time. Eventually, we'll know all the shit too.
Yeah, but hopefully by the end of next year, like I'm already like I'm already working with video. I'm already putting up, because there's one episode on YouTube, but that's because Milestones of Love wanted to record it and put it on their website. So I mean, if anybody wants to watch the video, like one of my full episodes on video, then you should probably go to Milestones of Love on YouTube and check it out. But like, there's okay, no.
It's on YouTube and it's called what?
Milestones of Love.
Milestones of Love. And yeah. Is under Let Me Know Podcast or just.
No. You have to go to theirs and like, it's going to say Let Me Know Podcast. At least it should.
Okay.
Yeah.
People out there that are listening, go check this shit out, man.
Or like,
I have to check it out myself.
So, I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link later, like, and so you can like check it out and you know, like, if anybody that wants to watch it, either to ask you or they could always ask me on my I'm on Instagram all the time. You know, you and I, we always communicate through Instagram, so like I'll always respond.
Oh, no, man. People think we won't respond to them. We actually will. We got time. So people listening to the podcast are always like, should I respond or should I hit them up? Fucking do it. Podcasters love that shit. We love meeting new people. You know, that's one thing. I want to get, so like you said, I want to get to know you a little bit. So what are you bumping on your phone nowadays? What's your music taste right now?
Right now, these couple of days, I've been into Shannon and the Clans. Especially this song, like, it's called Backstreet. Uh-huh. I've been into that, like, I don't know. And I've been, for some reason, like, I'm into it. I like it. I like that. I mean, I'm into hip-hop, R&B. I'm into, like, but sometimes I get into grooves. Like all I listen to is, like, just power, one of, like, power, like, hip-hop. Like, for, like, 2 months straight, I was listening to nothing but reggaeton. Uh-huh. Or, like, I listened to like El Coyote y Banda Santa like for a whole straight month. Like I just like it just strikes whatever my mood, whatever I feel like listening to that day. Like I just and like that's the beauty of like Spotify or Pandora. Like it's always gonna be there, you know.
Yeah, you know what, dude? It's like I fantasize about being in the area you guys are in, Southern California, man. Like talk a little bit about that lifestyle, because it's just like, you know, when people from another part of the state or another part of the country or the world, they think of LA or Southern California as, God, the place to fucking be. Like, you're living life, you're at the beach, you know. Talk a little bit about that shit, because we in Fresno, there ain't shit. Like, we don't have a beach, but we got rivers, we got a little bit lakes, but canals, you know, like driving distance. So we're in the middle of this shit, basically. We can do one of my boys in the background, Joe Dingo. He's laughing at me and shit because like canals and shit. But we got shit to do. But you know, I've always wanted to live in LA, man. Talk about the lifestyle.
Hey, I'm probably like the wrong person to ask. To tell you the truth, I don't really go out much. Like I honestly don't go out much. Like I work graveyard, so I work I go in at midnight and I don't get out till like today I got out at 11. So like I'm exhausted, you know, most of the day I'm exhausted. I work about 7 days, I'm 6 days a week. Like my only day off this week was yesterday and I did a bunch of errands, you know, like I didn't really like take a break, but I'm gonna work like until next Saturday, like from today all the way to next Saturday, like straight. So, you know, like I don't really get, like, I don't have that much energy to go out there, but mean, like you said, like I'm surrounded, like we have one in the San. Well, I live in San Pedro now. I just moved to San Pedro, so we got a beach. We got like three beaches here,
Yeah.
but they're really polluted. Like San Pedro, the one by the Korean Bell, that's one of the dirtiest beaches, like in I think all Southern California. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
like that's not a beach. Like, it's good to look at. It's nice, but like that's not a beach that you would want to go into the water.
Are
Yeah, and
you
then
fucking serious?
yeah, for real, it's like they've actually tested the water and there's a bunch of shit in there. And then like I'm telling you, like we're surrounded by like the boats, like the but the ports. So like all the water that's pretty close to us, it's like really polluted because all the oils and all that shit that the ships are throwing out. So
Yeah.
we're like right next to us, it's Long Beach, and Long Beach has is the second worst beach that you could go to. Like it's good to look at, but like the water's dark as fuck.
Yeah. Dude, you know what, dude? Okay, so we're talking about a little bit about music. One of my favorite bands is from Long Beach, Sublime.
Also Blind, all right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was into them in high school, and then after that, I don't know, like I got tired of it. Like it's the same shit for me. Like I don't know, my taste changed. Like then I got into like alternative, and then now I'm back to like hip hop, and then for a bit I was in like reggaeton. Like
Yeah.
my thing is like instruments. I love instruments. So like that's a theme where most of the music that I listen to, like I like the electric guitar, acoustic drums, saxophone, trumpet, you know, like I love to hear like live instruments like on tracks.
So do you play, are you musical yourself? Do you play an instrument?
I could play the bongos and the fucking, but that's about it. Like you know, like no, you know, I gotta. I mean, I have a acoustic guitar, but like I fucked up the strings. But no, not really. Like I could like maybe just play the dun 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 dun, but just that part, nothing else. Just
Hey, but
over and over.
that's okay, bro, because I play guitar and I taught myself how to play, dude, do tabs. You ever heard of tabs?
Now is it the video game?
No, like they're called tabs, like it's for guitar, like it's like a way to read music or how to play the music, but in numbers.
Oh, no, nah, I never heard of it.
Tablature, like if you ever go look up like ultimateguitar.com, and it says you pick a song that you want, and it'll tell you how to play that song, but in numbers.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna look into that then.
Yeah, that's the way I learned how to play guitars and play guitar. And I probably play off and on since I was maybe 15, 16. You know what I mean? I'm not that good, but I can probably play. I can play a few Sublime songs, maybe. You know what I mean? I can play. I can try to write music with Joe Dingo, because me and Dingo, wait, this have you heard me ever talk about Dingo on the podcast before and wonder who the fuck is Dingo?
I've
Because
heard I've only heard two, the one you did for the 411 and the one and this one, the Fowler, Strata Fowler. The
yeah
reason why I haven't heard the other one is because you it's through YouTube, and
yeah
I do most of my listening at work, and I can't have my phone I can't have my phone out, so like I has to be like, and if I like in YouTube, if I have it open, like it's gonna drain the shit out of my battery.
Oh yeah, that's what it does.
Yeah.
I barely learned that last year about that. I would just play my YouTube while I'm listening, driving, and well, because I drive, so I'll be driving for hours and I'll just listen to all podcasts, man. That's what I like about my job, you know, because I actually get time to listen to a lot of podcasts, man, and hours of it. So that's,
Yeah.
you know, it's good to support other local artists and shit, and I mean podcasters and artists, because I see you do the same thing I do. You talk to the artists that you know and other podcasters. And have you ever had any comedians and shit on there?
They're the hardest ones, man. Like they don't want to come out. I've had two. One of my homies, Security Cat Vasquez, he started his own podcast. And then I have this other girl. Her name is Bernice. And I never seen her. I've never seen her, but I saw I never see her live, but I heard some of her stuff and I thought it was pretty funny. So I asked her to come And you know what? Like, you have to hear that episode. Like, you have to hear it. Just, it's kind of like she has ADHD, so it was hard for her to focus. Like, on, like, she was getting distracted by random shit while I was trying to talk to her.
Oh, okay. So, like, who is this lady again? This girl again? So I can look her up.
Her name is Bernice.
Bernice. On what episode number is it?
I can't use my phone because then I'll cut
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah,
off.
yeah, yeah. Just send me the link, man. I gotta check these out.
I mean, from 10 on, that's when it started getting good. Like, the ones that I think are like really good is the one with Cynthia. She's like, I know her, like, she's a friend of mine since elementary, no, middle school. And she does poetry. And I really enjoy, personally, I enjoyed that one. But the one that people like a lot is Trish Toledo, and the Paranoias. Like, the Paranoias, like episode 10, that was like a complete game changer for my episode, for my show. Like, a lot of their fans became fans of mine.
Oh shit. So who are they? Let me know. Drop some game.
So the Paranoias, they're a band, I think, like, alternative band from LA, and they're really good. Like, honestly, like all this year has been in my head to throw a concert, and for sure, like, when I do or if I do, I want them on because they're fucking awesome, dude. Like their lyrics on point. They're like it, but they're a band for girls. Like, if that makes any sense, like they kind of do like love songs.
Okay.
So, like, if like a lot of their followings is mostly women, but like, I don't know, like, if you're trying to set a mood with your girl, they'll definitely help you. Like, definitely.
So you're talking about baby making music then.
It's not bad, but not really. But
I gotta check them out, dude. What are they called? The Paranoia?
I'm a romantic, so like.
Say it
Like, I
again,
love
bro.
it. Oh, I said, like, I'm a romantic, so anything like with love, like, I'm in it, dude. Like, I love it. Like, I'm like, I don't know, like, I don't consider myself like a manly man. Like, I'm kind of soft, dude. Like I'm more like, tell my girl I love her, you know, like shit like that, embarrassing stuff.
There's nothing wrong with telling your girl you love her. They gotta
Yeah,
hear
dude.
that shit. Or
Yeah,
you're
but
gonna
like,
get no more pussy.
no, yeah. But see, like, the thing about them is, like, some fools are they won't tell their girls that they're too, like, they think they'll be soft. So that music says it for you. You
Oh, okay, I get it.
know?
You put there's a lot of what do they call them? Macho men is what you're trying to say? Like they're too their ego is too big for them to bow down this woman.
Yeah, kind of like that. So that music, that it's, I mean, they're one of my favorite bands. Yeah, dude, like, that was a game changer. Like, a lot of, like, I got a like a big chunk, maybe like 60% of my listeners are just straight up because of them.
Also, you were their first podcast they went on, or they've been on one?
Oh, I think they've been like on two before me, but like, they're like, I think, one of my first bands to be on the show.
Yeah.
So I had them on, and like, they were getting, like, they were drinking, and I got secondhand, and
Yeah.
I was getting stuck, you know. Like, I'm not a smoker, like, I'm not a big smoker, so like, even with just smelling that shit, I was like, I felt it. I was like, oh man.
The
Like,
high
they offered it to me, and I know how I get. Like, I'm gonna get stuck, and I was like, man, I can't do it and be asking the interview, like, and like carry this interview, because I think it was like five of
You'll
them are,
forget your questions and shit. You'll be like forgetting your questions and
and
then
it's like,
ask the same shit over and over.
yeah, and it's four guys, and like, you gotta kind of keep them in control, like, keep them focused, you know.
Oh yeah, because they'll talk over each other because they don't understand the audio issue shit like that, the
Yeah.
technical.
Yeah, and then like you have all them talking at once, and then I can't be like, I gotta be at my best because then I'm gonna get stuck, and I'm gonna get lost in the conversation, and then they're gonna think that I'm not paying attention to them because I'm gonna be like, oh shit, oh, ha, 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 you
No,
know.
I totally get it, man. It'd be one high, hard job to trying to interview some motherfucker all baked and shit.
Yeah,
Yeah, you know
I
who?
did one
I have somebody in mind that I think you'd have a good conversation with.
drunk. All right, we'll send them my way.
I'll
Like I
send
told
Joe Dingo. I gotta get Joe Dingo on your podcast, man.
you. But like I told you, man, I'm better like on the spot person. Like
Oh,
you're carrying this interview, like you're carrying it, so that's why it's so good. But then when I have to carry it's a whole different story.
nah, dude. But it, like you said, you get better, and everybody has their own, you know, like mannerisms how they do their interviews. If you ever notice that, you know what I mean? Because not every interview is the same. Vlad TV interviews, I love Vlad TV interviews. I like the Breakfast Club interviews. I like No Jumper podcast interviews. You know what I mean? And even other local interviews I like to watch, dude. I try to watch a lot of interviews, dude, because, you know what I mean? You always get a different question that no one else would ask and shit. And then every host is different, you know what I mean? Every host is different, and people that know him, they're like, oh yeah, that's him. That's the way he really acts in real life. And then for your new people that don't know you, they build up this little fantasy of who the fuck is this guy, or what the how what you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's the thing I like. Like nobody knows me. Like people think they know me, but they don't. And I enjoy it because then I give them on my next episode, I give them another side of me that they don't know of me. You know? Like I enjoy that. Like letting people know about me, but in pieces.
No, that's cool. You know what I mean? That's just the way you do your thing, man. That's fine.
Yeah,
I don't
I don't know.
care for that shit. You know what I mean?
Being self-centered, I'm like thinking too much of myself, but I have fun, and that's what I like it, and I have fun, and to me, like as long as I'm having fun, I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, no, same here. I remember like there was a time when it was probably like a month or two into it, and I had people asking me, are you getting paid for this shit? I'm like, no, dude, I'm doing this shit for fun. This is what I like to do. It's fun because no one expected that for me to even start a podcast. You know what I mean?
So, all right, so out of the three ones, which one are you got? Like, you're not getting paid for neither of them? How did you even get into the 77 girls, hot girls, or
The
whatever?
75 girls, okay. I'm getting paid for that one, but I'd
Huh?
rather not say information, you know what I mean? I
Oh,
just,
yeah.
yeah.
But you're getting paid
But
for it, though.
yeah, but
One, right?
yes, this is recently though. I didn't
Oh,
think
okay.
a year and a half into podcasting I'd be getting paid for doing this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my YouTube one is the one that started me out, Small Town Podcast. Okay, the one we're doing right now is through the Anchor app. I'm
Yeah.
doing this because I want it to be another side of me where I can be more explicit. I can talk. I can go solo if I want a podcast, or I can just be at a dinner table with a bunch of friends and do a podcast through there. You know what I mean? This is like a more a raw, fucking whatever the hell I feel like doing that day podcast, and other and this also helps me interview other people that I wouldn't be able to interview because they can't show up here
True.
so far away. So,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? It's like a tool for me. You know what I mean? I love this podcast because it's like more of my comedic side, or I can just be myself. I don't have to have too much pressure about the camera being on me and all that shit. It's just straight bullshit talking. Like, look at, we've already been talking for 45 minutes, and I've been all over the place, dude. You know what I mean? That's what I like about podcasts. I don't have to listen to nobody. I can do it my way. The guest enjoys it, and you know what I mean? Like you said, sometimes the guests ask you questions, and I have to think on the spot. I like that too, you know what I mean? Because then you're bringing out something that somebody else probably doesn't know about me out.
Yeah, well, when I have you on mine, which I don't know when that's gonna be, because like I'm telling you, like maybe I just need to get out of my head and just fucking do it. But Like I need to like get more a little bit more confidence before I start doing like phone interviews because like I did one and it was kind of a little bit challenging for me. Like I need like I'm not in the like in the room type of guy. Like I need to see you. Like to see how you're taking what I'm saying, like if you're understanding it.
Yeah.
Because I it kind of seemed like when I did the one on the phone, it kind of seemed like the person wasn't getting me, wasn't understanding what I was saying. Since I don't see them, I can't see if they're understanding me or not. So, I mean, but it was interesting. Like, it was interesting finding out that that's the type of person I am. Like, I need to be in the room, but maybe I just need to get out of my head and just fuck it. You know, like you said, like we're gonna fail, but we gotta keep trying. You know, we gotta keep trying to like to learn.
Yeah, because you never know where this shit's gonna take you, man. Like, when I first started on the camera, dude, that was one of the most nerve-wracking fucking thing. You can see the sweat dripping from my fucking forehead on some of the episodes and shit. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, and at first I was nervous to like, what is everybody gonna think of me? Fuck, everyone's gonna talk shit. They're gonna, make fun of me and. What the, you know what I mean? That was also going through my head as well, and it still does sometimes today, but not no more. Like after a while, it just like you, this is what you are. This is who I am. You either fuck with me for who I am, or just don't fuck with me at all. If you get what I mean, like fucking,
Oh yeah, I get you. I get you. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're not gonna be everybody's cup of tea, you know. So as long as you're somebody's, like, that's all that matters.
No,
Like, to me, I don't even know how many people will listen to me, but I know people are listening to me because you tell me like, oh, I like this episode. Like, Bagel Man tells me I like this episode, and I got some people telling me, oh, they enjoyed it. So at least I know for sure, like at least 10 people are hearing me, and like as long as I get 10 people hearing me, that's all I like. To me, that's what matters. Like I'm getting heard by at least one person, you know. How many? I don't really know. As long as I'm being heard, I'm all good.
that's the same for me. I don't know how many people are listening to me. And I'm not the type of dude that's like putting a lot of money into this because like I have to work, I got a family and shit like that. So it's hard for me to invest money in like, you hear motherfuckers, they all have that shit where it tells the analytics, they're paying for the followers and they get to see where their fan base is and all that. No, I'm just putting it out and whoever watches it, watches it. I'm not trying to like attract a specific target, you know what I mean? I'm just doing it because I felt like the Central Valley or the area I'm around needed some type of platform where artists can come and, be themselves, can come and promote their music, come and have a conversation, come hang out and get to know Fowler, because Fowler is such a small town. There's probably, I want to say, 5,300 people, the population is in this town, so it's pretty small. So Fowler is the type of town where everybody kind of grew up together, everybody knows each other, and everybody knows each other's business, and you know how that shit is,
Yeah, that's how my city is too.
yeah. So it's like everybody knows each other, everybody's grew up together, and you know what I mean.
Yeah,
All the people at high school are probably listening to some of this shit or
we're probably
watching.
like everybody's on top of each other, you know,
You know what I mean?
kind of.
I want to say something to the people out there listening that fuck with me. And if you guys are ever like inspired to do your own podcast, I will highly suggest it. Do it. Don't be scared of what people are going to tell you. Just go ahead and try it. Like everybody has their own, you know what I mean, their own style. Who gives a fuck? You're going to hear shit. I'm going to tell you guys this right now. Any future podcasters listening to us right now, I'm telling you motherfuckers right fucking now that in the beginning, you're gonna get a lot of shit. But once you get over that shit, you're gonna be good. Just stay consistent. You know what I mean? Like Small Town Cali podcast. Fuck, I remember when the first episode I did, I didn't think anything was gonna happen. I thought I was gonna get maybe 15, 20 views the most because my Instagram gets 10 or 15 views. So, because I put out the episode and it started getting views, hundreds of views. And I was looking at my thing on YouTube, and it told me I got 12,000 views on my YouTube channel, you know,
Man's
for
tight.
about a year and a half. So I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? Like, the thing about it, sometimes there'll be gaps where I would like take like 3 months off and shit, but you know, or a month off or something, because you know, I just got busy with my life and then I just jump right back on it. So there'll be times where you'll see me take a few weeks off because, you know, I want the people to know that no, it's not that I don't have people coming on. I have a lot of people that want to come on, like a lot of people that want to come on. And sometimes I need a break, or sometimes I just caught up with my real life. You know what I mean? I do this shit for fun. I'm not trying to make money, but I'm fortunate enough to be making money off of some type of podcast. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, hey, it's all baby steps. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how much fucking money you're making. You're making money. Someone believes in you that much that they will pay you to talk your shit on your own show, if you get what I mean. So, like I was saying, I'll take a few weeks off and I'll come back to it. I just want people to know that, because artists, sometimes I have so many artists hitting me up. Sometimes they get mad at me. Have you ever got like any guests on your show that's like bugging you, not bugging you, but like trying to get in as soon as possible, but you can't get them in, and you're trying your very hardest to get them in, but just your life is in the way. Do you ever feel that way sometimes? Have you ever felt that?
Yeah, like there's some people that message me like, "Oh, you know what? Like my homie was in it. I want to be in it." And I tell them, you know, like this is the days I could record, and these are the times I have available. Oh, well, you know what? I can't do it at this time. Well, you know what? Look, these are the times that I'm available, and this is the th these are the days. I can't do it after 5, and I can't do it before 1. You know, like that's the times you want to be on. You have to be in between those times. Oh, I gotta work. Well, look, I could do weekends if you know. Like the rules are there. Like I'm willing to have you on, but it has to be between this time and this time. And some people do get like they get butthurt, but at the end of the day, like, I mean, what could I do? Like you said, like I have a life. You know, like I do it in my apartment. Like I record in my apartment. And like my girl needs to, I mean, she lives with, like, we live together, and she needs to be, she like, I need to be respectful of her time too. So I'm willing to have some people on, but like they get upset because like I'm not going around their schedule when they don't take into consideration mine. And some people, they keep telling me they want to come on, they want to come on. But I don't like them. Like, I don't like them as people. You know, like, I'm not gonna have somebody that I don't like. Like, I
No.
don't respect what you do. I don't respect, like, the type of person you are. So I'm just not gonna do it. Like, there was a restaurant, okay? There was a restaurant that, like, wanted to, like, come on and was, like, they were thinking of sponsoring me. Like, he told me, like, you know, have me on and I'll sponsor some of your episodes. I was like, you know what? Like, cool, let me think about it. But the first thing I did is I checked out the food. I went to go check out the food. I was sitting down, and like there was a waitress, and she was being all loud. Like, she even told the guy, like, he ordered menudo, and like the menudo was from like 2 days before. And then my food was kind of cold.
Oh,
Like, I got shrimp, and it was kind of chewy.
fuck.
I was like, you know what? Like, I can't do this. You know, like, I can't have people, like, I can't be telling people, come on, it's the best.
Oh,
And then
yeah, if it's close to
you come on, and then, because anytime I promote somebody or anytime I have somebody on, and I'm putting my word that they're good, like, I back them up. They're gonna think about that time they went to that place and it wasn't good, and then you're like, "Well, I mean, you were full of shit that time. Like, not full of shit this time, you know."
No, you're right, man. Dude, so check this out, since we're talking about restaurants. We have this guest in common, Mexi Papa Adventures. I heard your episode with him. Well, he actually came down here and to my town, my hometown, and we did a little video together. and we're helping this restaurant that just came into town. I had tasted their food. I was looking at it. I was like, "Ooh, this is good." Because you know there was only one other taco, because over here, what they like to do, over there probably too, is that there'll be like a little corner store, like a corner store, and then in the back they got the restaurant or a meat market.
Huh.
So we do that over here. So there was only one other taco place, like taco truck tacos, if you get what I mean,
Yeah.
in town, because the other ones were restaurants and the prices are way too fucking high for the same shit. You can get at the little taco stand right here in the meat market in the back. They get the same shit for $2 off more. So they were just coming into town and I was tasting their food and looking at their quesadillas. I was like, this is how I know the fucking restaurant's in a big bomb. I always say, let me have your asada quesadilla. Because if their asada quesadilla ain't worth the fuck, I don't think the rest of their food's gonna be worth the fuck. So
Yes,
I tried
tortilla
the quesadilla.
cheese. You know, like, how the fuck are you gonna fuck up cheese in a tortilla, you know?
Yes, how are you gonna fuck up cheese and tortilla with some meat and some
Yeah.
little bit of cilantro and cebolla, some green salsa, you know what I mean? So their fucking quesadilla blew away the original people, that the other one down the block. Their fucking quesadilla out of the way, blew it out of the way. I was like, wow, because the fucking quesadilla was so fucking humongous compared to the ones we're used to buying our whole lives. You know what I mean? The old taco place I used to go down the street. And then after that, well, where I was getting to the point, I don't know. When you get me talking about food, my fucking mouth starts watering. I can't even talk right and shit. You know what I mean? I fucking
Yeah,
love
yeah.
it. But me and Mexi Papa, we did a video there. And after we did the video, the owner comes up to me and says, it's probably a week or two past. And he says, this fucking place has been packed ever since when you guys put that video out. It was so fucking crazy that fucking, the social media is a fucking tool, dude. You know what I mean? It's a fucking tool. And we got to take advantage of it because that's free advertisement. We put out an advertisement. That business has been doing good since then. You know what I mean? It's little things like that what makes me want to keep doing podcasting and entertainment business shit like that, if you know what I'm saying. Like it just like it's fun, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mexi Papa was like, he's a big influencer. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, come on. And then if he says it's good, then it's good. Like, even, I mean, he talked about it in my episode. Like, he's the same way. Like, if he doesn't, he, if it's not up to par, if it's not up to his standard, he doesn't give him like the approval, you know? He doesn't put up the video. Like, he's like,
The
you know what?
video, or he doesn't do the video, or he won't give you the sticker. Have you seen the Mexi Papa approved stickers?
Yeah,
Fowler, Cuculas. I want to give a shout out. Cuculas Taqueria here in Fowler. They are Mexi Papa approved. You hear me? So come and taste these goddamn quesadillas. They got good tacos. They got good menudo. The burritos are fucking good and they're toasted all around as well. Woo! I'm telling you, bomb ass shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you can finish what you were saying about Mexi Papa. I
Yeah, well,
thought I'd
like,
throw a plug.
oh yeah, nah, but yeah, he's like, if he approves it, you know, it's good. But on the episode, he mentioned like that if it's not up to par, then he just like he eats the food, he tries it. If it's not, he doesn't like it. He's, you know, tells thank you, man, I can't do this, and but he'll help him with the menu, you know, and then he'll promote that item. Like he actually came. To they came on the show, but Queremos Más Tacos. Quiero Más Tacos. He came and he promoted their business. Like they're like what they feature is this concha torta, where it's a Mexican concha. It's a bread, and then they put chorizo con papa, and like I think they put mayo, and it's good. Like it's really
Oh,
good.
so it's like a torta, but in the Mexican bread,
Yeah.
la concha.
Yeah. And they also have this like. Fuck, I think the hot Cheeto tacos, like, and some Takis tacos, so.
They got, yeah, the what about the hot Cheeto burritos? You have one of those?
I know they have, like, last time I looked at a taco. I don't know if they have the burrito, though.
No, I'm saying, like, have you heard of that yet, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's out here.
They got sushi over here. Sushi with fucking, I mean, if you could, if, like, they got a turkey with fucking hot Cheetos. Like, here, if you could fit, like, if it fits into something, they're going to put hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Like, one of my guests was telling me, like, she likes eating pickles with hot Cheetos. Like, she cuts the middle, and then she stuffs it with hot Cheetos.
Are you serious?
You know, what? You got, yeah, you got that crunch of the.
That does not sound good at all.
Tried it though.
I don't like pickles.
Oh, I love pickles, man.
I don't. I don't know. For some reason, it's too sour. I'll eat, I like the cucumbers though. With some,
you know what? Try a cucumber because it'll be refreshing. Because the cucumber, like the water of it, like will refresh you, and but then the spice will hit you. So it'll be a good, like, you know, yeah. It'll be good. Just try it.
No, I'll try it. I'll see the. So you're telling me to try that fucking pickle with the hot Cheeto in the middle? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if you don't like hot pickles, then do it with the cucumber.
Oh, the cucumber and the okay. You have to carve that, peel it, and then carve it.
Yeah, like carve the middle though, and then stuff the inside, like stuff it with hot Cheetos, and then just eat it like that.
Oh shit! Okay, I'll try that shit out. That sounds dope.
Yeah.
That sounds something me and my wife will try out.
Yeah,
we'll try it out and see what's up, man.
I've never had it either, so
okay.
My word. So,
what I'll do right now is I want to, when I have guests on this podcast, I want to, you know, be a little different than my other podcasts. So what I'll do is I'll let the guests ask me any question they want to, and I will answer it honestly.
Like, what made you want to start a podcast? Like, I mean, what got you into it? Like, what made you, like you said, you wanted to promote your city, right? But like, exactly, like what triggered it? Like, what event triggered you wanting to start your show?
Well, to be honest, my buddy had told me I should try it, right? And that's what planted the seed. But one day I was at the Dingo's, we call it the Dingo's Den, which is a studio of house. It's a 100-year-old house and it's owned by the Dingo brothers. And they basically, you know, they had a laptop, an old laptop, and they had this mic from, like, I don't know if you remember back in the 90s where the basic fucking Apple computer would come with that long ass mic with the little tip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I started, what I did was I got an Audacity, which is a free software, some program, recording program. And I hooked up that mic and I just said, hey, Dingo, come here. Dingo was this old guy I used to play music with. We do music together. We're just like, you know, I'll get on the guitar and he'll sing and write lyrics and we'll try to make our own music and shit and we'll put it out soon and whatnot. But he's actually signed, or he was signed, and he's do some digital label, but that's besides the fact. Me, I told him, hey, let's come here. He's also an artist too. He does like paintings and all that shit. Like if you watch Small Town Cali podcast, you'll see a lot of his art, the one with the flames and the water and the pink, that's his art. The one that looks spilled paint, he calls that the Joker. That one is his art too. And the portal, and I can't remember the name of the other one, the wombat. Those are his arts. Some of that shit was made when I was 8 years old. Okay. But like, I wanted to interview him. I'll go, let me practice. So what I did was, hey, Dingo, come here. Him and his brother, I just sit there. We just sit there and talk. And you know, that's what planted, you know, that's what got me started. After I would listen to my voice, I'd be like nervous. I'm like, yeah, this shit seems fun and cool. So then I would practice on the Dingo Brothers and try to be like funny and try to learn how to ask people and see how I sounded and all that shit. And I did that. And I go, well, then once the camera got involved, that's when it got serious. Once the camera got involved, that's when I was like, okay, I can't be fucking up. You got to be careful what you say. And you know what I mean? It's different in audio because you're more worried. You know, when you're just recording in a room with no cameras or nothing on, you don't give a fuck about what you're saying, and you just feel so comfortable that you're like, okay, yeah, fuck it, you know, say whatever, say some outrageous bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, talk about your sex life or girlfriend problems you've had and shit like that. You don't give a fuck on audio. But once that camera comes on, not just me, but artists and other people I've interviewed, you know, the camera changes people. You know, it's just different, you know what I mean? I don't know why it does that, but, like, you know, it just does. So that's kind of like, you know, after I started doing that, I started, you know, I took it real serious, and then I started reaching out to guests and booking them, and ever since then, me and Dingoes, we just been hitting the road, man. I want to give a shout-out to Joe, Rod Dog, Dingo, man. Those guys, if it wasn't for them believing in me, because, you know what I mean, all it takes is one person to believe in you, and it can spark something, and boom. Well, if it wasn't for those guys, I wouldn't be doing this shit, to be honest, because they provide the studio, they provide the equipment, and I just do all the shit talking and interviews.
Cool. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, no, man, it's dope, you know what I mean? And then I'll give a shout-out to 75 Girl Records because, you know, they're giving me this opportunity. I'm just running with that as well, you know what I mean? I've only been doing it for maybe, I want to say, 9, 10 episodes from them. So it's kind of new. So if you guys out there listening to Let Me Know podcast, man, check out, I got 3 podcasts. I got Small Town Cali Podcast, which is on YouTube only. Then I got What's the 411 podcast with my co-host Destiny Jade, and we do on that one is hip-hop and trending topics. Basically, we just chit chat, talk our shit for what our opinions are and what's going on, and, you know, just keeping, you know, local people around my area updated on what's going on in hip-hop if you're into that kind of shit. Okay, and this one, Straight Outta Fowler, is through Anchor. It's Straight Out of Fowler, California. You don't have to do Cal, but just Straight Out of Fowler. And this one's on iTunes and Anchor and Spotify and Google Play and Stitcher. And I can't remember what else, but you know what I mean? That's what I like about this. The Anchor app is fucking that you can, you know, it makes podcasting a push of a button. And that's what I like. It, you know, I could be at my friend's house fucking podcasting the conversation we're having. You know what I mean? Because what I like is that you can be yourself and you don't have to worry about no cameras and what you're saying. And you can be with your friends talking shit and capture it. And people will fucking trip out and laugh and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's basically a long story about how I got into podcasting. Yeah, but it was a pleasure having you, Angel, man. I look forward to getting on your podcast one of these days and get you on Small Town Cali podcast, dude. It'll be so fucking dope, man.
Yeah, I'm down. Just let me get out of my head for a little bit, and then for sure, I mean, I'll have you on. Like, you were telling me you might come down if you end up coming down. I know Mega Man will have you on, and then you could come do mine after. You could do my and then his, whatever. I mean, whatever our schedules, you know, however our schedules are, that when you come, if you come.
Oh, yeah. No, if I make it down there, I'll be, you know, willing. I want to go on the podcast and do a little tour over there. It'd be dope as fuck, man. But before we wrap this fucker up, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Let Me Know Pod. I have an email if you want to, like, ask me questions. If I have stickers, I give them out for free. If you want a free sticker, just send me a DM, a message, or email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. So all my podcasts, my podcast is on Instagram. I mean, my podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. It's everywhere. So the easiest way to find me is just go on Google, type Let Me Know. Let Me Know Pod, and, you know, click the enter or whatever, and then whatever pops up, if you have Spotify, Google, whatever, I mean, just click on it. And I'm on SoundCloud too, but it's LEM, not LET. A lot of people, like, they make the mistake of putting a T. It's actually my last name. So Lem is my last name. So that's how I came up with it, like, Let Me Know.
Yeah, that is fucking clever as fuck, bro. I didn't even get to ask you how you came up with the name either. See, that's the thing I like about this podcast is it doesn't put pressure on, you know, you're thinking about certain questions. It's just like having a conversation and just getting to know each other as well as recording it and putting it out. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. So, yeah, I mean, that's how it started. It's like I'm asking you questions, so I want to know about you. So that's where the no part came. So EMEKNOW pod. So fix that autocorrect. If you see a T, then you're wrong. I don't know where it's going to send you, but it's not going to send you to my show.
Yeah.
I have hats and T-shirts. If you want one, they're $20. You know, like, and I reuse that money to get new merch. So just yesterday, I went to go put in a design for a new hat. So pretty soon, I might have a new design, and I'm only gonna make 9 of those. So if you like it, if you see it, you like it, then I suggest you get it because for the summer I made for the Cinco de Mayo I made a neon logo, and I only have one hat left. And once that one's gone, then that's gone forever. Like I'm not.
So they're exclusive.
Yeah. So like, if you see my logo, I still have those, but I only made a limited amount of the new design, which I call it the neon, because it's like red and like greenish blue.
Uh-huh.
I only made like 12 of those, and they all sold out. And I made like 24 of them, and I only have one left. And, you know, like, people seem to like it, but once that one's done, it's done. So, right now, I have, like, a little new design. It's kind of like a tagging design.
Uh-huh.
It's just LK, I mean, LMK. So, it's just three letters. And it looks like somebody, like, tagged it. So, it's only going to be 9 hats, though. And I made it for Christmas. So, if anybody, like hats and they want to support the show, then this is the hat for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, or anything else. So yeah, I mean, if like I said, I have free stickers. If you want a sticker, just send me an email. They're completely free. I ship them everywhere. I've got people from Canada, from Europe. So it doesn't matter how far you are. Like I find a way to send it to you. And don't be shy, you know, like if you have any questions and you need advice, I have the Solo Bolos where I have people ask me questions and I answer them on that episode. The one I just posted was a pretty interesting one. So,
yeah, I listened to that one. It was cool. I like how you do that, man. You switch it up a lot on your podcast. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, like because like I told you, like, I mean, if it's not fun for me, if I'm not having fun, then. I don't want to do it, so I had to find out a way to like interact with the listeners. So I dedicate one episode just to them, like questions that they ask me. So if you have any, like you heard this episode and you want to ask me something, like feel free to like go on my Instagram or send me an email. Again, it's letmeknowpod@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at letmeknowpod. And send me a DM, you know, and I'll answer every question. If I don't answer them directly to you, it's because I'm answering in one of the episodes. So don't get butthurt if I...
Tell those motherfuckers, man. That's what I like, man. You're so blunt about
it. You know, like, people get offended, like, oh, you're coming and not responding to me. Oh, because, like, I thought I made it clear, like, this is all, like, all these questions are going to be for episodes. Like.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, I'm not going to give you the answer here because I want you to listen to the episode. So,
yeah. No, that's smart as fuck, bro. I never thought of that myself. Woo! You're dropping game on these podcasters, man. You know, it's good that today at this episode, we talked about even podcast drama, how we're talking about, you know, the way it is, how interviewers or guests, you know, you get certain type of way because, you know, they were trying to get in this and that. It's all about timing, my man.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about that. We talked about, tacos and I mean quesadillas with Mexi Papa Adventures, Tony A the Wizard, man. We talked a pretty good amount of shit today, man, and I'm willing to do this another date again, man, because I still feel like I want to get to know you a little more and chit chat. Maybe if you want to come back on, I'm glad to have you back on, man, because I still have a lot of questions I wanted to ask you and talk some more shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. I'm
Yeah, man.
fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. Yeah, I'm down, like, whenever, but you already know my schedule's kind of crazy, dude. Like, you're trying
Oh, hey,
to.
I totally understand that. I'm the same way, man. My schedule's hard too. That's why it's just like, but I'm down just whenever, man.
Yeah,
Whenever.
I'm down. Like, I have you on. Like I said, I have you on. Let me just get out of my head, and maybe by next month, though, you'll be on the episode.
Yeah, no problem, man. It was dope having you on the podcast. Any last words?
You know what? Just do your thing, bro. Do your thing. Fuck the haters. Just have fun. Enjoy what you're doing. And for anybody that want, like you said, anybody that wants to start a podcast, like they're always advising me, like they want my advice on how to start. The thing you just gotta start is just by starting, like
Yeah.
you did. Like you got the Anchor app and you started using your phone. Like you don't need a lot of equipment. Like you just need your phone and then you're able to record, like. If you really want it, then you'll find a way. Like a lot of people want to know how to start it. There's Google. I didn't like nobody taught me. I Googled how to do it. If you don't have the money, you have a cell phone, use your cell phone and upload it that way. If you got a little bit of cash, invest a little bit on it. And at the end of the day, podcasting is just starting. So if you need to like for any like you need money, you could always sell your equipment and like you're gonna get your money back,
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. But dude, like I said, I had a good time. I like the topics we talked about. I look forward to having you on, and I'll see you guys next time. We'll end it off straight out of Fowler Podcast with your host, Chris G. And today I had Angel from Let Me Know Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'll see you motherfuckers next week. Peace out.
Late.